You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. A growing environmental challenge is raising concerns around Lake Magog as increasing phosphorus levels accelerate the aging process of one of the region's most important waterways. Scientists and environmental groups warn that without action, excessive algae growth and aquatic vegetation could threaten water quality, recreational activities, and the long-term health of the lake. In response, Action Lac Magog has launched a multi-year campaign aimed at reducing phosphorus pollution throughout the watershed. The organization is also exploring innovative solutions ranging from public education initiatives to new technologies designed to remove phosphorus directly from the water. I spoke with Christian Perrault, Vice President of Action Lac Magog, about the current state of the lake, the factors contributing to its deterioration, and what residents can do to help protect the watershed for future generations. Here's that conversation. To begin, for viewers who may not be familiar with this issue, how would you describe the current condition of Lake Magog and what scientists mean when they say the lake is aging rapidly?
Yes, well, the lake is aging rapidly due to a few reasons, but mainly it's the percentage of phosphorus in the water that is the main reason. So the level of phosphorus in the lake has gone up over 135% in the last 35 years. And then phosphorus is feeding all of the weeds, all of the algae, all of the aquatic plants, which means that the seabed, the seaweed bed is growing very, very fast. And there's five level of aging in a lake. So Lake Magog was at level 3 back in the early 80s. And through the introduction of filtration plants, a lot of actions towards the old textile plant in Magog, we were able to reduce the amount of pollutions and phosphorus coming into the lake. So the lake came back down to level 2 in the 90s, early 2000. But now we have the population is growing. So in Magog, the growth of the city brings a lot more use of phosphorus in multiple application, and all of that gets into the water system, mainly the Magog River and as well as the lake. So we've gone back down to level 3. The Ministry of Environment is also saying that at some areas where we do those analysis, we're getting closer to level 4. Now we need to understand that in a regular time frame, the lake will take hundreds of years to reach the next level. Now we're jumping levels here every 20-25 years. So that's where we need to act, and we need to act soon to change that process. So level 4 would mean that some parts of the lake are not accessible anymore. There's so much weeds and algae and aquatic plant that boats cannot get in there. And level 5, you're basically walking on some parts of the lake, and it's getting narrower and narrower. So that's why we need to act, and we need to act quickly on addressing all of the phosphorus challenges that we're facing right now.
How does the situation at Lac Magog compare to other lakes across the estuary region? To your knowledge, is it a problem that is particularly severe at Lake Magog, or are there other lakes in the region facing similar challenges?
I'd say most of the lake face the same challenges at various levels. So some are worse than we are right now. Some are in better shape. It depends on what's happening around the lake. For us, we've got a certain level of agriculture occurring within the contours of Lake Magog and the Magog River. So all of the fertilizers, pesticide used by agricultures. Well, when there's a rain occurs, all of that is washed down into the various water streams and others, and the streams get to the river, and the river gets to the lake. So the city of Magog operates a filtration plant. When there's a major rainfall, well, there's an overflow of that filtration plant. They cannot absorb the volume of water that's coming into it. While we understand what's in the filtration plant, well, that gets into the water system as well, and that's full of phosphorus. So we've got multiple sources around the lake that we need to address to reduce that volume. But every lake that is faced with, it's a large agricultural zone around it that may have a large city or, well, even a smaller city with water and sewer systems are facing the same issues that we are. So we're not unique, but we're trying to address it probably in a strong way, maybe more stronger than what we've seen elsewhere so far.
How does the condition of Lake Magog today compare to what scientists or long-term residents may have observed 10 or 20 years ago? When did you start noticing this problem in the lake? It essentially become a problem.
We do testing, and we're not the only one. The three cities around the lake also do testing. The Memphrey Magog, MRC, the municipal regional community also does testing. So we're five or six organizations that do testing annually in various areas of the river and the lake. So that data is compiled every year, and that's how we're able to see the trends that are occurring. So that testing has been going on for the last 40 years or so. So that's how we were able to see that in the 70s, early 80s, we had a major problem occurring. So some steps were put in place with success to reduce that volume. So we're back to that stage right now when, say, over the last, 35 years earlier, but the right amount, the right number is 10 years, we see that growth occurring again, and we need to address it as fast as we can.
Back in July 2025, Action Lake Magog launched a three-year anti-phosphorus campaign called Lutte au Phosphore. What concrete measures have you taken since then to reduce phosphorus entering the watershed, and how has the work been progressing so far?
Well, we've launched multiple activities. The first one is trying to inform the people around the lake. But as well in all of the contours, in French we say bassin versant, which is the entire watershed that drains towards the Magog River and the lake. So that's about a 6 to 8 kilometer radius around the lake or so and the river. So we started to inform people. We've got a leaflet we're sending, we're doing posting on Facebook, we are even purchasing ads on Facebook to inform people on the various issue. We also started a one-on-ones meeting with some of the main industries around the lake and the river that we know make a large use of fertilizers. So we're saying the vineyards are being met, golf are being met, but as well, we're on the steps right now. We're preparing a campaign to go meet the agriculture sector. But beyond that, we're also addressing what's happening on the lake itself. So right now we're working on navigation zones or navigation corridors. The purpose of this is that so the phosphor in the water over time will drop to the bottom. So we know that when you were walking or circulating the bottom of the lake, the sand that's there and others, we're putting back phosphorus into the system, which again feeds the various weeds. So the corridors are there to reduce that impact. So we want the motorboats to stay in the deeper portions of the lake. So you want to do water skiing, you want to do, you have a wakeboard. We want you in the middle of the lake, not where the weeds are very present. We want you out of those zones where the weeds are very present, where your propeller can cut weed, which feeds again the other weed systems. We're also getting involved into technology. So right now we've got two projects going on. One is a project where we'll look to introduce a drone to pick up all of the weeds that float on the water. A small estimate or a quick estimate was made by a professional firm. They estimated that the year annually, we've got about 300 tons of weed that just float on the lake. So these weeds, they just age in the seabed. And at one point, mid-July, mid-August, they just detach and then they float. Well, those weeds, they're also nourishing the other weeds that, that stay at the bottom of the lake. So we want to pick those up as fast as we can. And we're just waiting on financing to launch that project, but to develop a drone that would operate overnight. So no danger with other vehicles on the lake, other boats or activities on the lake. To pick up all of those weeds that are floating. The last project we're working on is a project to capture phosphorus. So we hear a lot of carbon capture right now in the air. So we've got into the partnership with a Sherbrooke-based company that does similar activity with PFAS. So they're helping communities capture PFAS in the water, so we're not drinking it. Well, we're testing their technology to capture phosphorus in the water. So the first round of testing was very conclusive. So we're into a second round of testing with them. We hope to have results by mid-summer. And if the results are still very positive, we'll move ahead with probably introducing a test equipment, a test machine in one of the streams that feeds the lake or the river sometime in 2027. So hopefully this technology will work, because we need to understand that to just informing people will do part of the task, but by informing people, if we're able to reduce by 1%, 2% the percentage of phosphorus in the water, I think that's even a large number. But to take out 10, 20, 30% of the phosphorus, we need something different. We need to address it in a different way, and we feel that technology will open up opportunities that we've not seen yet. So we're going down this path right now, and we hope to have positive results in the coming months.
What are some practical actions individuals and households can take to help reduce phosphorus pollution and support the long-term health of Lake Magog? Where can viewers follow your story, stay informed, learn more, and support the cause of Action Lac Magog and its efforts to reduce the pollution within the water?
Well, people can follow us in three ways. We do have a newsletter that we put out monthly. So through our website, actionlacmagog.ca, you can register for that newsletter. We also have a Pagebook page that operates about 10 months a year. We kind of pause early in November, and we restart late January or so. So again, it's Action Lac Magog on Facebook, and our website is full of information. But how can people help to themselves directly? I think the first step for people is to stop using fertilizers and pesticide on your lawn. It's a shock to us when we go around the lake and we see the small signs on the grasses. This is a direct pollution to the lake, because it's being put on grass very close to the lake. But say the person that uses fertilizers 3 kilometers from the lake, when you've got a strong rain, well, it gets washed into a stream somewhere and it gets to the lake as well. So it's truly, I think, changing part of our habits here. And maybe trying to work with those companies, trying to reduce the volume of phosphorus in the product they're using. But again, so phosphorus is there to feed the grass. The challenge is that it feeds also the various algae and seaweed. So I think we need to find other ways to manage our lawn. We did find a project out in St. Lambert on the South Shore of Montreal, where the golf course there is using no fertilizers, no pesticide. That they really found an approach which is nature-based. So we're trying to learn more how they're working it, and hopefully we may have other solutions to offer to the community and the various businesses around the lake to support a more greener and cleaner approach to the lake. But yes, for people interested, please follow us on our website, Facebook page, and do register to our newsletter if you want more information.
That was Christian Perrault, Vice President of Action Lac Magog. He says phosphorus remains one of the biggest challenges facing Lake Magog, helping fuel algae growth and speeding up the lake's aging process. Through public awareness campaigns, community outreach, and new technology projects, Action Lac Magog hopes to slow that trend and improve the lake's long-term health. Perrault also says residents can make a difference by reducing their use of fertilizers and pesticides and learning more about how everyday activities impact local waterways. For more information on the organization's work and ongoing projects, residents can visit Action Lac Magog's website or follow the group on social media. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.